From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Lippin reporting. British media say the British Air Force has carried out its first raids on Islamic State militant targets in Syria. The raids happened early Thursday, just hours after British lawmakers approved Prime Minister David Cameron's request to launch the operation. Britain has been bombing Islamic State targets in Iraq for more than a year, but London had refrained from striking the militants in Syria until now. Cameron had urged lawmakers to back the extension of British airstrikes to Syria, where the Islamic State group is based, saying the militants there are plotting more attacks on the West. A shooting attack in the U.S. state of California that left 14 people dead has become the deadliest mass shooting in the United States in the last 3 years. U.S. authorities say as many as three attackers opened fire on a holiday party for municipal employees in the city of San Bernardino on Wednesday. Hours later, police shot and killed two of the suspected assailants in a getaway vehicle in a nearby neighborhood. Here's what local police chief Jared Bergawan said about that incident.
We had multiple officers that were involved in the shooting. We have two suspects that are dead at the scene. One is a male, one is a female. We had one police officer that was wounded. He has injuries that are not considered to be life-threatening, and he is at a local hospital and is expected to be okay.
Authorities have identified one of the suspected assailants as an American citizen, Syed Farouk, a municipal employee of San Bernardino. The motive for the shooting remains unclear, but officials cannot rule out terrorism. The U.S. Council on American-Islamic Relations issued a statement condemning the shooting. You're listening to VOA News.